seven limb prayers in the Guru Yoga, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru, Guru Yoga. We won't do that separately at first. So let's do the praises to the 21 Tars. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of three rose turban lotus. Space combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage, with Sutra and Pisans, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jumudra. Her joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, purple laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding, rise and flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled his peace, nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezes whom a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the with seed letter of the shape of syllable whom Vipa Sapnik takes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-mic moon of Devalik form, with spice spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, dressed as the spirit yakshas and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings and torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you turn to the page 22 in the silver prayer book, or page 7 in the booklet, we'll start with invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas, joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various range flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows, that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billowed clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. So flip to the next page. It's on page 13 in the booklet, and let's say 21 of the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa and to ourselves, and I will recite the 21st one out loud, or we all will.
Shabla Soare
to page 34 in the Silver Prayer Book. It's page 21 in the booklet. And let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. Saji Perki Shushing Metog Chamri Pade Sangye Jindu Mite Hua Yidro Kunam Dag Shing La Chepar Shok Chetulama Dampa Kenam Kiche Kukala Kense Chujinti Chita Tsampe Do jetima la zab kechki charpa of tu so idam guru ratamandala kamniriyatayami. Chidanso ki chonam la chan chubar du dani kyap su chi ta ki chun yen ki peser nam ki do la pen chu sangye tu pa shok. Chidanso ki chonam la chan chubar du dani kyap su chi ta ki chun yen ki peser nam ki do la pen chu sangye tu pa shok. Chudanto ki chonam la jan chubar du dani kyap su chi ta ki chun yen ki peser nam ki do la pen chu san ki tu pa sho.
Did you enjoy last night's talk?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm very happy that he came on. He is very impressed by the center. So that's good. Each time when people come, they are very impressed. Not by the building, by the people. Good people. So, last witness is, today I'm trying to read some more, okay, here. So last witness, what we talk about, Mm-hmm. what Shantideva said, Shantideva said in his Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, what Shantideva said, if you manage to develop bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, so maybe a little bit thinking about how you define bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the kind of mind that Changchub. That's called Changchub. Is like body. Body is Changchub. Body, that's the Sanskrit word body, is Changchub. Means enlightenment. Changchub is the same. Chitta, chitta. There's a mind. Or you say bodhicitta, mind of enlightenment, or Changchub is the same. Means that through educating yourself, then you develop this mind, to benefit like all living beings, working for all living beings, for happiness for all living beings. So that's called bodhicitta. That's so powerful mind. So wonderful, powerful, if you manage to develop that, So that means then Shantideva the Changchub Senjuju na kiji ki kovet nena dambe nyamta namas. Those beings who are bound within the samsara, it's kind of like, what do you call it? How to translate it into English? Nyamta, how to translate it? Can you read that whole, the Shantidevas? Helpless or helpless, nyamta, that's what's called the word nyamta, means helpless beings. That's what I say, helpless beings. When you say helpless, what that means? Helpless, what that means? Helpless means that you can't help yourself.
Right.
Is that true? helpless from the worldly point of view, helpless from Dharma point of view. There should be two different types of helpless. From worldly point of view, we don't agree. We don't think that I'm helpless. Worldly point of view, from Dharma point of view, especially when from the bodhicitta point of view, so then that, as a term is relevant. Helpless means, Lamrim point of view, we don't know how to help ourselves. Right, so the reason I'm saying this, why we don't know how to help ourselves, according from the Lamrim point of view, helping yourself begin with thinking something special about yourself. So how many of us we think about very special about ourselves, special, precious. So it's not doing that we don't know how to help ourselves. From the Lamrim point of view, so helping yourself begin with thinking something very special about yourself. Something very unique, special, precious, meaningful. So then if we are not doing that, so then we are kind of helpless from a learning point of view. We don't know how to help ourselves, okay? So those being, if you manage to develop bodhicitta, even though you are in the samsara, if you manage to develop this mind called bodhicitta, so many you develop that, then you are called like child of enlightened beings. So then, true, when Namasavaram, which is say, eat with bodhicitta, sleep with bodhicitta, shop with bodhicitta, walk with bodhicitta, exercise with bodhicitta, everything with bodhicitta. So that will happen once you manage to develop bodhicitta. You don't have to become monk and nun. You can know there are many, many bodhisattvas within the lay communities, so you can develop. Living in samsara, bind in the samsara, generally speaking, like headless, binding into the samsara. But if you manage to develop that mind, so there you are called, even though you are in the bind in the samsara, but you are called Buddha's child. So then, yeah, then everything, you know, that's, then it comes on practical level. You sleep with bodhicitta, wake up with bodhicitta, eat with bodhicitta, then you do everything, you know, like, minute you are enjoying something, then you think, immediately you are thinking, oh, may I wish this, you know, may I wish that all human can take hot shower. No, you just not just, you know, say, it doesn't become like chore. It becomes something, you know, meaningful. You see, when you take hot shower in the cold weather, very, very cold weather, how much effort it takes to take hot shower in Himalayas. Richard knows very well, so Richard already experienced that. It's so complicated in the preparation, it's very, very complicated. So the pleasure is very short. Minute you finish hot shower, you are cold again. Anyway, so that's when you are experiencing, when you are enjoying something, then immediately you are thinking, okay, you're just thinking, you know, like, immediately you're opening your heart, you know. So may all beings able to take this kind, able to have this kind of a chance to, you know, take hot shower. So so then I say, when you're having some headache, then you're thinking, oh, because of my headache, no other beings has to experience this kind of headache. May my headache, I say, substitute. So something like that. No matter what, no, there's only two things that makes our life up and down. One is happiness, one is suffering. For you, doesn't really matter, you know. When there's suffering, you are thinking something good. When there's happiness, you are thinking something good. It's not just you, it's much bigger than you. Whether it's happiness, it's much bigger than you. Whether suffering is much bigger than you. It's not just me, you know, it's just bigger than you. So that's what it means. That's what happens when you develop bodhicitta. That's exactly what happens, no? So every moment, so then, no, everything is done by bodhicitta. So then, not just that, then if you learn how to help yourself based on lamrim, so then, you know, like, here that you have saying, like every cloud has silver line. Every cloud has silver line, silver lining, but that's not true. Not every cloud has silver lining. So I'm not sure how you say that. Some cloud does have silver lining, but not every cloud. I already checked. I'm not sure that's not true. So anyway, that stanza that we chant in Wednesday night. When is that, you know, the may in my environment filled with suffering pouring down like rain? That's exactly the same idea. Within this cloud, there's some silver line. You know, that's exactly. So this, I'm so glad I found these expressions, the saying. So that's exactly what you're supposed to think, you know, the cloud. But that's exactly the stanza. You are seeing silver line. Yeah, you are seeing silver lining there. You are seeing silver lining. So that's exactly what it means. You know, nature. That's why we chant. So when we experience, so that's, you know, based on the teaching of karma. So that, you know, how you help yourself when you go through some difficulties. Okay. So then here, in therapy, you talk about that. So then, like Lama Tsong was talking about this, like two types of, you know, benefit, temporary benefit, ultimate benefit. Temporary benefit, you know, such as like the human form, like Mento. Mento means Mento. It's like there's something that you wish to achieve in the future, like human form, another human form, then you know, another realm, devil realms, you know, the certain realms, you know, there's the higher form of life. So there's temporary as a benefit, the ultimate benefit, of course, you know, enlightenment. So then, teda pinyi, pinyi la tobje chenis, pinyi chenji sim gombala jubanas, sim di sawa chambat inji chimuchi gyalas, no? So that's like walking like towards bodhicitta, developing bodhicitta, and this, you know, saying refuge in bodhicitta prayer, four immeasurable prayer, seven limb prayer. In our mind, we should not think, oh, this is something totally disconnected with bodhicitta. It's not like, it's the part of the process. This is all related to enlightenment. This is all benefiting bodhicitta, even though in the word, it doesn't say bodhicitta, but this is part of the bodhicitta. That's what we do, say in this prayer. Okay. So now, talking about bodhicitta, so bodhicitta, primary cause or main cause of the bodhicitta, simti, tsawa, or root. A root, there's like loving kindness, compassion. Loving kindness, compassion. So, as I also said this many times, from Buddhist point of view, loving kindness is like when we say I love somebody. From Lamrim point of view, what you are saying is you are saying that I am here to contribute. If you are struggling something to get sake for happiness, if you are struggling to get something for sake of happiness, I'm here to contribute. That's what you're saying when you say I love you. So then I'm not sure when you say I love cheesecake, I'm not sure there's really nothing to contribute to cheesecake. So I'm not sure that's like, then it like lost the meaning of love. From the loving point of view, you lose the meaning of love. So in the person when you say, you know, I'm not sure if you say I love cows, I'm not sure that you lose. I love care. Yeah. So, but you can say I love care doesn't mean you really love care. I can say that, but that's not true. It's not true at all. It's not true at all. I can say, you know, I love. I can say I love you, but doesn't might be something it really. Means something, it doesn't mean, it means like that, like I love care. So it doesn't really mean that I love care. So that's loving kindness, okay? This is very important to understand the root cause of bodhicitta is like chamba, love. Ninje, no compassion, okay? Chamba. Now, definition of chamba is like, I am here to contribute, that I notice that you are struggling to get something in order for sake of happiness. So I'm here to contribute, not to destroy it. If you're destroying that, when you say I love, that has no word, has no meaning at all. It's just a waste of breath, no meaning. So now compassion. Somebody struggling to overcome from difficulties, then you are saying I'm there to help you to overcome, to from free from that. So then you can say, I have compassion. You can say that, I have compassion. So then, you know, it has to begin from somewhere, right? It has to begin from somewhere. So do you remember that I said, like, I don't think we got the word, but there's like stomach. Huh? Remember? So for some of you may not so, but you know, stomach outside is very smooth. Inside is like rough. It's like, you know, rough. So inside is rough. That's where all this, you know, food. Especially, we are not talking about human stomach. We are talking about animal stomach. Tripe. Outside smooth, inside kind of rough. Qijang, Qijam, external, very smooth. External, very smooth. That means outside your family. You are so nice, so kind, so polite, so respectful. When you come into your family, all change. It's like inside the stomach, it's all rough. You can't even touch. It's all, there's not even one part is like smooth. Entire is rough. So they're saying in Tibetan, Qijam Nangzub Trabeka. That's what you call that. External, smooth, internal, rough, that's called tribe. Means that, you know, like, like that. So, so that what that indicates, saying indicates, you know, this loving kindness, compassion has to develop from somewhere. So in the text suggests, in order to become, in order to reach universal compassion, universal loving kindness, there's a way to reach there, you know, there's a way to begin. So you begin with the loved one. Why is it easier? It's much easier. You know, so, you know, in life, once a while, then you do get disappointed. Say, oh, saying this prayer all like many, many years, you know, so now, like, you know, there's something you feel like you lose your patience. You lose your patience, you know, they say, oh, maybe like, sometimes it's kind of like, you know, discouraged. So maybe there's no way that you can develop bodhicitta. So then you remember, oh, They did talk about bodhicitta, but they also same time they also talk about how to develop bodhicitta. I can expect right from the beginning my compassion will be universal compassion. They say you have to begin with loved one, close one, no, lembe organ. Yeah, well, so that begin it has to begin with that. So then okay, then you realize, oh, I can be nice, you know. I can be nice to Kishambo, so I don't know. So that's much easier than, you know, just thinking about the persons that not being nice to you. Just been thinking of that, been meditating on that again, 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 again. That's not really benefit. It's already whatever happens, happens. It's finished. It's done. So then why are you going back and back and back and back there again? So that's okay. Maybe that's how they suggest to begin with the close one. So I can probably, you know, now on I can look a little bit from the broader point of view. So that's, you know, that gives you hope, okay? So that's how then slowly, slowly you move to the strangers. So now you become so good at, you know, you become like outside, what is it? You become tribe, outside tribe, inside your family. You know, it's like rough parts. So then you slowly, slowly, you know, then you move to the stranger. Then slowly, slowly you move to, it's easier. Then slowly, slowly move to the, you know, person you don't like. From then, that's universal compassion. Okay? That's how you get there. It's not, you know, like, the minute you hear about bodhicitta, so you say, then, you know, how come I don't have bodhicitta? You know, yeah, you just heard about bodhicitta. Doesn't mean you develop bodhicitta. You know, knowing bodhicitta and develop bodhicitta, there's two different things. You know? So, and all the same time that we have to know how to develop bodhicitta, okay? Teach our root of the bodhicitta is love, compassion. One has to develop the chikralas. Tenya, rang deve pumba, dunga jin na yu kowa, chamzu sambha na siya. Pabhi, pabhu yogu meba shikla, simjin siya kowa chamde se, deve pumba, dunga na mizho pa gongsa me deso. Goosebump. When you think about, you know, like as a, your own, as a, this is very interesting. They are wrong. They were pompous. No, when you think about, oh, I don't have any happiness. I'm not experiencing any happiness. I have all these tons of problem. This problem, that problem. This problem. They are wrong. They were pompous. There was happiness. Pom means lack or not have happiness. Don't imagine. This is much bigger. It's not just, you know, problem at the work, problem with the car, problem with the house. Not like this. Like, this is like whole problem. It's like whole samsara things. Okay? Lama just say samsara. I really like the Lama is teaching like principle expert. He's trying to pronounce the word really clearly. samsara. So that's what it's like, don't just know like program with that. So when you think about being part of samsara, what it means for you, you know, being part of samsara, then like not just that, you know, and not recognizing that, and not just that, and on top of that, there's unrealistic, so many unrealistic expectations. Then it's all, you know, so many things that not, it's not fitting very well with existence, not knowing, you know. So say, did you ever have goosebumps when you think about being part of samsara? Did you ever have goosebumps? Oh no, my bums. My, what is called bum? What is it, what's called bum? What is goosebumps mean? Oh, not the hair. Probably forgot. Oh. Oh. So the hair has to stand up. Now that's what it means. Papu, as a papu. This hair, this is the name of papu, means this hair, tiny hair called papu. Yo means this kind of moves, you know, it kind of moves. Or maybe moves up, or maybe I'm not sure. Actually, it's hair. If you, in the middle of the night, if you're walking through some kind of bridge, all of a sudden, all the hairs like coming up when you're scared, you know. Like that, you feel like somebody's pulling up, like here, you know. So then, when you think about, you know, being part of samsara, did your, has the hair on your body moves, or do you have goosebumps? Do you have goosebumps? So no goosebumps. So then, like, then when you think about the suffering of other persons, means you can expect to have goosebumps. Means not knowing how to help yourself, not having wish to help yourself. You can expect to develop this wish to help other sentient beings. That's going to be not going to be practical. Okay, that's what he's saying. So now here, Kawachamsu, samsara is very big. So that's how Lamrim teach, you know, Lamrim, when it comes down to teachings, everything like taxes, everything is big, When it comes down to material, everything is small, no, very small. So here, so now say, so bottom line is to need to understand how to help yourself. Whether it's come down to samsara, or whether it's come down on physical problems, mental problems, first we have to know how to help ourselves, okay? Otherwise, there's no way we can develop sincere loving kindness, compassion towards other sentient beings, no? Pe arang deve puma dungayi na yo kowa chamchu samba na she. So that's why this is the goal. You to have goosebumps when you think about being part of samsara. That's why in Lamrim section, some section of the Lamrim talks about the suffering of the lower realms. See? Not because, you know, they are saying, oh, you are definitely going to go there. It's not that, you know. So there is risk. You know, there's risk, you know. So then you should know about, you know, like, struggles, not just your struggles, you know, of the bird that you see in the backyard, struggle of the cat. You don't, then, you know, you will never ask these questions. Is there any special mantra to be born as a cat? Any special mantra to be born? So that's not knowing the situation of the cat. Just seeing, you know, the only cat nap. So that means not really having clear understanding of suffering that beings go through, not having clear understanding. So that's the whole point, okay? So then, in our human realm, we have enough, sufferings. We don't need to go all the way to think about other realms, but no, it's okay to begin with your own realms, how much suffering that we have. The point is to learn how to help. That's the whole point. No, that's the whole point. So then, like, you can expect to have goosebumps when you think about, oh, how other sentient beings are, you know, being part of samsara, you know, then you are not going to have any goosebumps. So you should not expect to have any goosebumps if you don't have any goosebumps when you think about yourself being part of samsara. So then now, from now on, if you ever wonder, that's what's happening. Okay? So that means your heart won't move when you see something. It won't move, like, deeply it won't move. That's what's lacking. Not even dreaming about helping yourself, or not even dreaming about, you know, like not even the dreams, you know, having this kind of thought. So how you can expect when you're awake to have this kind of thought? No, that's no one. So that means everybody, like, I think it's important to, according to Lam Rim, to understand, to study. It's basically like kind of like no, here you have, like, it's quite amazing. So everything that shows that's expert. If they show a frog, they'll call someone else who's a frog expert. If they show some leap, so there's one leap expert. Everything is expert. It's amazing, you know. So we don't have any expert. In India and Nepal, no expert. So everyone's learning, it's quite amazing. So I was wondering, when they talk about samsara, maybe they'll bring some expert too. So we have to be careful. Maybe more like they are going to come here to find someone else, some one of us. So we have to prepare for that at least. That's why, in the small scope, that's why Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha talks about, you know, lower realm. That's why. That's the reason to develop strong wish to help yourself. That's it. That's all. Okay? That's why. Teach it. Chibu chungi kato kala ngin tu dunga newa kuzo ta. Dingi kapsu thori naya dunga shiwe. Dewa miso na samis. So then when you move into middle scope, then your knowledge grow. Then you are, you know, then you think second level of, you know, difficulties. Okay? Then the Indian do shiwe. Simi na rangin jamina pan. So then you move to the great scope, and it's not just you. It's not just about your suffering. It's about suffering of all living beings. But you begin with thinking just about my sufferings. Start your thinking like my suffering, sufferings of, you know, like just the lower realms. When you are in small scope, you are thinking of this. Are you thinking about, you know? So then you move to the middle scope, you are thinking about not just that, you are thinking about whole samsara. That related to me. When you're thinking about lower realm, that related to me. When you're thinking about samsara, that related to me. So when you move to the great scope, then you realize, oh, we are all in the same boat. So now, you know, I have responsibility to protect all of them, not just, you know, the same boat, you know, so I need to protect. So then you are, as the knowledge goes deeper, then it's not just about you, it's about everybody, you know, it's about everybody. Otherwise, you know, like jealousy, pride, competition, all this arise because not understanding other persons being part of samsara is so difficult to develop compassion, because that person looks fine, you know. So that's why, you know, compassion doesn't reach, you know, to a certain level of people, because the understanding of suffering doesn't go deep. That's why. Same as I mentioned, you have been depressed and you kind of overcome from depressions. So now you see somebody who's going through depression, then you have, I say, now you have not just understanding of depression, now you have this experiential understanding of depression. You know exactly what depression means, not just intellectually, but with your heart. You know, you have much more sympathy, you have much more to share. Someone out there who don't know about anything about depressions, that person's has ability to help other persons is very limited. Because only, you know, and can you imagine not having either one of them, not having experiential understanding of what is depression, then not also having intellectual understanding of depression. You can, first of all, you don't see why that, you know, person is sick, you don't understand, then, you know, not, then it's very difficult. So that's exactly when you have experience through meditations, thinking about, you know, like that. So then when you see another samsaric being, you have, you know, has a experiential understanding of what other person is going through. So then there's more like seeing the same persons who has, you know, going through the same problems, then, you know, you have much more sympathy. Then it's easier to develop compassion. Okay, that's depression is just an example. So therefore, no matter how rude, how hard my friend is, deep in your mind, you know that your friend is part of samsara. So you always have some reason to develop compassion. You always have, you know, unless your friend is completely achieved liberation. So you always have, you know, so we don't have, you know, why is it difficult? Because, you know, we, compassion, loving kindness that we talk about, there's no really the foundation is not there. Foundation is not there. So that, you know, your friend says something, some like harsh word, then, you know, that you don't have now any ground to develop compassion toward that person. You know? This, or then, you know, this becomes, like I said, once you understand, you know, no matter what kind of circumstance, no matter what kind of argument you go through, no matter what kind of discussion, deep down, you know, there's some reason to have compassion to that person. That person is not free from suffering or like that. Okay, so I think that's important. Teacher, then he said, then Nindu Chibi Sinjin Namla Rangi, Nindu Chibi Sinjin Yang, Nindu Chibi Sinjin Namla Yang, Rangi Namla Pane. Okay, so then Ni means close one. Okay, Ni means, could mean friend, could mean close one. It's not a stranger, it's not enemy. It's like Ni usually means close one, friend, you know, the inner circle, people in the inner circle. Then, after that, then the Nyendu Chubi Sinjem Namla, so, Rangi Nyamla Pane, Gombe, Chambad Nyendu Jujushins. So now, I realize, long, long time ago, I just never thought about, you know, like improper existence. I never questioned about what is that. I never questioned about that. So now, more I read, I kind of realize that, you know, I kind of realize my friend, you know, my friend, we are in the same boat. Then, based on your understanding, intellectual understanding, the best is experiential understanding. That's the best. So the based on that, then you are always based on that. So then you're looking for your friend from that point of view, that you always have some reason to develop loving kindness, compassion. Okay, so that's, this is important. Don't you think this is important? This is very important. This is kind of unique way of, you know, thinking when it's come down, loving kindness and compassion. Most of the times, you know, whenever we encounter some difficult persons, So some kind of argument, you know, it takes a long time. Sometimes people, they never talk. But when you look at the actual event, it's not that, you know, maybe like other person not being mindful, say something, you know. So then you kind of twisted that, you know, then you took that, take that very personally. And then so other person probably is not aware. So then, you know, then that's like, you know, it also happened in Dharma Center too. It's not just happened out of Dharma Center. It also happened within the Dharma Center too. So then once you understand that, so that's why important, you know, to, it gives you, no matter what kind of circumstance, it gives you some ground that there's some reason that why, you know, that person is not doing well. So it always, because it's part of, you know, imperfect existence, okay? So then basing on your own understanding of imperfect existence, and if you have like experiential understanding of that, if you know from your heart what it means, so then, you know, that will help you to develop, continuously develop loving kindness or compassion towards that person, okay? And that's, I think, something that we all, including myself, all need to be think a little bit. Then we will never give up on one person for forever. No, you don't say, oh, forever, from now on, finish. You don't say that, you know, that is still, you know, but you need probably sometimes, but you know, you are not giving up on that person for forever, okay? Usually, tell it, same thing. So that's how the bodhicitta has been developed. First, you have to understand, you know, you have to understand. You know? On the other hand, you know, like say, your friend and me, you know, say, in my example, like Gishisam and me, we both are looking for happiness every moment. Trying to, you know, then walking towards overcome from suffering every moment, you know, every minute. He's not moving inside house, outside, going in and out, doing up and down, whatever he's doing. No, he's like always hoping for some kind of happiness. He's not like, you know, deliberately going through some kind of looking for sufferings. That's not what he's doing. So then, you know, sometimes you feel like you are kind of pushing that person to, you know, to, like I said, to somehow directly, indirectly, to make that person a little bit miserable. Then the person becomes a little bit miserable, then you enjoy. Okay, right? Then you say, okay, that's good. So now, instead of just me experiencing pain, now he's also experiencing pain too. That's good. So, so now I hope he learned lessons. And here, that you are not learning any lessons, but you're hoping that person will learn lessons because the pain that you cause, you know, so it's actually like, it's like no good. So there's no, unfortunate. So there's probably a lot of bounce. You bounce your head here, there, you know, like that's how probably we will be liberated, you know. It's not going to be just everything's fine, peaceful. That's how you're going to liberate. It's not like that. That's how we're going to liberate. That's how we're going to get enlightened. You know, you throw here, throw there, throw up and up there, down, you know, all kinds of things, slowly, slowly, you know. That's how probably, you know, we get enlightened, I think. So, that's like day-to-day life, you know, experience like that. So, that's why meditation, you know, it's not something that you do once a while. You think about every day, you know, so because challenge that we face is too big. Not too big, it's not like the... That's how you develop loving kindness, compassion with one person, you know, having deeper understanding of what is this imperfect existence is about. You know, not just, you know, intellectual understanding, but, you know, kind of like really kind of seeing that or feeling that, okay? chungjing da tumo we samba jowane changju sim chuma ma yin ba che ta so now you realize oh now it makes sense why they talk about small scope then talk about middle scope now I realize this is all to help me to develop bodhicitta that's all it's not disconnected I thought it's like oh small scope there's one separate middle scope there's one separate so now I realize taking refuge doing seven limb practice small scope this is all link this is all link now the studying of a small scope and helped me to understand you know like everybody in imperfect existence everybody in imperfect existence is you know the same I realized that so there's like oh yeah how we are doing so this is just knowledge here and in the future you know to share you know maybe who knows maybe someday you are going to teach Lamrim so there you know so this is all sake of knowledge okay first chanju sim chewana chungjing da tumo ya samba jowani chanju sim chuma ma yin ba chewa tabin this is all method how to help you to develop genuine bodhicitta okay lam loba shi chiba minos it's not like guiding you or like in the wrong like wrong direction so la lo to meditation so tini o tini ji kap tini ji kap ji chap sun do ta len de sam ba so go ne sa jang ki ji go tu ma la de ba ni chen ji sin mun do ju jam be tap ju is mind stream in that mind stream needs to be trained that's not how we think no that's not how we think I think mind happiness will come you know if I can get everything from that person that's how I believe mind happiness will come if I need to give some little bit to that person then that's how I lose my happiness this is totally wrong so we don't think like that so then you know, when we studying Lamrim so now we have this new set of thinking when it comes down my happiness my liberation my enlightenment I have new set of thinking that's maybe how to go about my happiness not the way I used to think that's my happiness that's how so the my way of thinking about happiness is like screwing up my happiness it does it really does you know so we have to be honest we have to admit you know so chanju you say mundo means preliminary practice like such as like seven limb practice all the reference in bodhicitta but this is the all preliminary it's like preparation for bodhicitta so you say mundo ju mainstream jowe top of method to how you say to train the mind yangla jumba seven limb practice jamdo refuge bodhicitta pe chebana the series of chube tadaja same series tabs khwa chaos so that's how when we say refuge bodhicitta prayer for immeasurables and when we are going through lamrim small scope middle scope we should not think oh this is whole separate path this is all part of the path that's to help you to develop bodhicitta okay So the good news is this each one of us fully capable. Slowly. Four step forward, five step backward, that's fine. Not like no. Then like seven step backward, one step forward, that's also fine too. But at least there's something's forward. As I said, we are not going to get enlightened or liberated just like you know, like it's like all time like eating like cheesecake, no, we're very good. It's really sweet, it's fresh, you know, that's not how we're going to get in line. See, they're saying in like, I think, something that's kind of good, it's interesting. The finest steel goes through hottest fire. See, you can't make finest steel. That you know, so we don't have to be depressed, but you know, So progress, the point is the progress. You say no pain, no gain. Progress, you know, there's something to sacrifice, you know, progress. You know, that's how I'm saying. So, you know, that's how we, you know, probably liberated. Okay, so don't need to afraid of suffering. Don't need to afraid of suffering, but you know, simply to need to understand. Then, chungudang, dingi chokon nam lana mebe chanju simche yang la dulu nam lame jang lebo that is. That's how somebody who teaching lamrim needs to be very clearly introduced. You know, this is not. The lamrim do begin with small scope, then middle scope, then the great scope. So then it's very important to introduce very clearly. This is all part of the process to develop or open your heart, you know, bodhicitta. Okay, this all should be part of that. So when you meditate on a small scope, then you need to think, oh, this is like as a quintessential method for me to understand bodhicitta and how to develop. It's part of this, not separate. Okay, separate. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa says very clearly. Chungu, this chungu da jingi chogo na lama mebi chanju simji yangla da dulu na lame jang lek, but that is not just introduced. It needs to be very precisely introduced, you know, to the people. Lame jang tedang tena nyeba nyeba. From the listener side, also needs to understand that's what's happening here. Small scope. It's all part of that. Chungle ji teda chambar chini chanju simji yangla da jungwa shindu chidis. So they are saying, when you are meditating, doing lamrim meditation, and you need to think right from the beginning, oh, this is part of, the goal is to develop bodhicitta. This is part of that. Part of that, okay? Tata majana chibu chimbi lamda lam suso wa dremi du juxin chibu chimbi lamgui la male padu chanju sinna nyeba kaya minyebe sinna jibi kesan. If we don't do that, if we just think, oh, this is totally small scope, this is completely separate from great scope, the middle scope. So then, you only think about, you know, when you reach the great scope, then you think about bodhicitta. From beginning, then you are not thinking of bodhicitta. Then it's like so much time has been passed, not thinking about bodhicitta. It's not like that. Right from the beginning, it's all part of the bodhicitta. Then you've been thinking about bodhicitta while you are doing review meditation of small scope, middle scope. Then you are thinking, oh, this is all part of, you know, part same, okay? Then it becomes like obstacles to develop bodhicitta. Because you think, oh, bodhicitta is the last thing. So right now, you know, just middle scope, then not knowing this part of that. You know? So it's very important, intellectually very important to understand this all part of the process. So. Then the same thing, but you have to jump to the moment, remember Choka Chas or remember Choka Chas. Remember Choka Sune, she loves and the baby loves you. So that's called wishing bodhicitta. That's how you begin. You first begin with wishing bodhicitta. It's like wanting to go to Washington, D.C. Not really going to Washington, D.C., but just wanting to go Washington, D.C. Then when you are in the car driving, then you are going to Washington, D.C. There's like two types of bodhicitta. Okay? One is thinking about going around the Shilly Lake, but not really going, but just thinking. That is sounds familiar. Thinking about going to exercise, but actually not exercising. That's like wishing bodhicitta. So then when you exercise, that's the true bodhicitta. Then you are actually not just thinking, just you are physically there, you know, going around. So when you summarize bodhicitta or jit, then you summarize the six professions to Dushi, so the love of the Vahimbe, love the Mount Janas. Dushi, probably it comes at the bottom of the Lamrim. In the Lamrim, there's like four sets of practice. So probably we'll talk later, it'll come in the bottom of the Lamrim. So then when you are 100% sure, oh, bodhicitta is something that I really want to develop. So then you receive bodhicitta, wow. Okay? That's how it's been done. No? Because you are thinking about, no, exercise. So then you exercise. Then you say, oh, this, now I kind of feel that now I really want to exercise. Not just thinking, you know, then like that. So first you are thinking about, oh, it will be wonderful, you know, think about happiness for all living beings is wonderful, you know, you are just thinking about them. So then you take, so then you really, you are 100% sure there's something you want to do, then you take Buddhist vows. So then more likely you are not going to break them. Because you are 100% sure that's what you want to do. You know? Mm-hmm. So now I'm not saying that, you know, that Buddhist vow that you took is not on the right time. So please don't misunderstand me. So okay. What important thing they need to understand is like taking Buddhist vow, practicing Buddhist vow is not that easy. If it's easy, Lama Tsongkhapa will say right from the beginning. It's not easy. So Lama Tsongkhapa will say, first you wish. No. Oh, wonderful idea, you know, maybe like all living beings, you know, have this wonderful idea, you just like that idea. Not very serious, but you kind of like, you know, you kind of like that idea. So then think about it. So then when you become very serious about their mind, then you take vows. Okay? So that's how it's been done. Traditionally, that's how it's been done. Okay? So then once we took, you know, Buddhist vows, including myself, so at least, you know, so need to think about welfare of other sentient beings, maybe throughout the day, at least once a day, you know, minimum or twice a day. If not, then once a day, that's for sure. No, that's why, you know, six session guru yoga that you do twice a day, that covers, you know, like day, not passing day, like passing a day without thinking about emptiness, bodhicitta, guru devotion, things like that. When you do the six session guru yoga, it covers all of them. So that's why you do twice a day. But having regret or something positive, that's negative. You don't regret, you know, that you took Buddhist vows. No, you just rejoice. You don't regret. You rejoice. Okay. Then when you think, okay, maybe I. So now, according to this part of Lama, I'm not sure. Like I didn't took the Buddhist vows when I'm 100% sure. I just took. So maybe I may, you know, broke some vows. If you feel bad, just go one round. Stupa, that's the believer. We have no idea how much karma we purify that, you know. So even then, we kind of forget sometimes. When we go out, we kind of forget to go around. Right? Even that's how much karma we purify. You know, so that... So some point that we have to develop, no, the faith is not something that you talk, you know, people in the Western world they like, because the faith is not understood very clearly, you know. So some point then we have to have, you know, say merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names instantaneously purify one or two. That remembering merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names instantaneously purify how many? See? All. Yeah, it's not just one, okay, the yesterday one, not the today one, or day before one. It's not like that. All. It's purify all the negativities, right? See? Is it very difficult to say the Vajrasattva mantra? Yeah, 100 syllables, that's quite challenging. But the short one, it's just like breathing in and out. Do we say? I'm not sure. How often, like, even like that, like, what I'm, my point is, like, going one round stupa, you know, going round one stupa, do we take that very seriously? But we do take very seriously, feeling bad, oh, I'm not a good person. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, you know. Not just one time. We go back and back again, 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 and we do it again. But we don't go again around stupa, something that purifies. So that's what I'm saying, that we need some form of faith that you are the only one who can develop, nobody else. We have to develop and say some faith in practice. So because we are all friends, so it's important, otherwise life becomes very dry. Very dry. And every day, I think it's important, it's not just important, it's necessary to think something that related to Dharma practice, something that related to Dharma practice, to nurture our life. So that is very important, whether it's through robbery, through meditation, maybe through setting up altar, maybe going through. So easy, you just go one round stupa, just think about all living beings, just go one round. That many that you create is unbelievable, unbelievable. It's said in the text. When you read, there's no benefit of prayer will, turning the prayer will around the benefit. They come with so many methods, they don't expect, these old people are going to meditate hours and hours. That's the only way to get liberated. So they come up with so many different techniques to help sentient beings. Tuning the prayer well, how long it takes, you just spin one noise, it goes round. It's so easy. But when you read about benefits, it's kind of hard to believe the benefit of doing that. So you don't, because you don't see that, so benefit of that. It's amazing. So there are so many different ways, you don't need to just sit and meditate, that's kind of challenging. So I don't think Buddha expect everybody to meditate like him under the Bodhi tree, 6 years solid. So there's so many different ways, So I think Shakyamuni Buddha is fully aware what kind of commitments the householder people have. I read when I was in Nepal, kind of a little bit bored, so then I'm reading this, one of the Tibetan master biography, he's been reading that, and I kind of got shocked. So he says, he's saying, he's really when you see him, he's he's kind of crazy, when you see him, he's kind of crazy, because he probably seems to say, that person's going out of his mind, because of the way he acts, but he is inside, he's like hidden practitioners. He don't show what he does inside his mind, but he shows it all crazy, so people come, would you mind please bless this? What he does, he just pee on there. He's a blessing, he just pee there. So people kind of freak out. So, how come that you pee on my tanka? So I asked you to bless this tanka. So you asked me where I'm going. I told you I'm going to receive blessing on my tanka, on Lama who's living on the mountain. Then you told me, you don't need to go there, I can bless. Now you're peeing on my tanka. So that's what he does. Then the person is so upset, that he told him, don't open. You can, if you go there, then the person got so upset, it's kind of get wet, tanka. He got tanka, then he went to see Lama, then he telling story Lama, I met this one crazy person on the road, and he peed on my tanka all the time. So I asked him, he told me, I shouldn't go to you. I was blessing. Then he peed on my tanka. Then open, this gold dust is falling down the tanka. It's not pee, it's all gold dust. So, so then these are the people who talks about the benefit of tuning the prayer wells, all things like that, amazing. So, I really enjoyed reading his stories. Then there's another that he has all these crazy stories about him. So I think Ngawang, the store, where's the store? So not his lifetime, but his family was visited by that that master spent one night in his family's house long, long time ago. That's a Tibetan person, the person who's peeing on Tanga, that, you know. So there, according to their history, they said, you know, that their family was visited by that person one night, said there. So that his great panel, there's some kind of stories, you know. Anyway, so now all of us know we must take advantage, you know, just going around stupa, you know, just maybe cleaning around the stupa, just going around stupa. I think not able to do any meditation throughout the day because the family is take care of the families, you know. Just when you come to the center, just go one round, the whole, I say, you make my day. That's exactly how you make your day. And just going, that's like amazing, you know, like, there's only stupa in North Carolina. There's no other stupa. I don't think there's another stupa. Yeah. In Virginia, there are one, but I don't think North Carolina. So this is, you know, a lot of relics inside, you know, a lot of relics. So there's a reason why they build stupa, you know, so everybody's not going to meditate. But everybody has to create some energy to purify. That's the way to, you know. So I'm so happy, you know. So now, this 100% sure, when you go one round, 100%, no doubt, in my mind, no doubt, 100% sure that you create huge amount of merit. By sitting here, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Are you creating merit or not? I'm not 100% sure. But listening Lam Rim, hearing Lam Rim, a lot of benefit. But going there, not chased by someone running after your life. Can you imagine? The hawk, the pig, chased by a dog, running out of fear of life, create that amount of merit. So we are not chasing anybody. We are not chasing by anybody. We're just going by our own. Can you imagine that? That's how much merit that you created, okay? So it's very good, you know, so don't go around, okay? The reason shouldn't feel bad, you know, so okay, maybe I should say something like that. I think of purification practice is kind of long, you know, but just come here, just go now. It will purify, 100% sure, okay? You can do it for yourself, you can do it for your family. Remember, you know, someone you know who's sick, you can just go with, you know, all kind of mindset you can go around, you know. So then if you go around with this understanding of a deeper understanding of improper existence, oh, then that probably creates more merit. Okay, so so then someday, so talking about refuge in Buddhist prayer, seven-limb practice, so maybe some Wednesday night I will talk about how to meditate, you know, so how to set up the visualizations before you do refuge prayer. You know, there's some kind of visualization you visualize. So now, it's quite easy because when you see the throne, stupa throne, that's the kind of throne that you visualize. You know, beautiful. It's all like gold and all kind of precious jewel. It's made of exactly like that shape, you know. So then you just visualize that. Then you travel there, you visualize it, then all kind of visualizations. So then all the then you do refuge prayer. So then there's so many happening, you know, the refuge prayer. Then you kind of set up, you visualize that, then you do all this practice that relates to all living beings, and you do, you know, beautiful practices, you do that, you know, then in the end you kind of dissolve refuge fields, you know. So then there's, so maybe one Wednesday, probably we'll talk about that, how to set up, you know, whole visualization, okay, for just to do the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. So there's, see, one stanza, but when practically when you do that, you know, there's a lot of visualization that involved. So we'll go through that slowly, okay? Then so don't give Magrebal soldier charging. She has Saba Chungjin, the Nijin Namji Magrebal Beijing's. Chidi Kurna, Kurna, Tuma Chiju's Teda Nichindula, Chindujila, Laji Chaba, the same give me Bala Chida Dubatat. Kolduruma, Chaveshi, Shinijimu, as a Buddhist, you know, as a Lam Rim practitioner, what do? You know, you do, are you understood? now my existence is called part of samsara, it's imperfect existence. That means make mistakes, you know, say, no, it's not going to be like. So then what do you do? According to this, you know, going live with this kind of baggage is not advice in Lamrim teaching. Lamrim teaching, what you need to do, they need to you to move like, you know, if you did something, I say, clean right away. So, like, means discipline. So, drinking something or things, okay, oh, I'm tired, I'm probably not going to clean this today, so put it there. So then again, the tomorrow, so maybe tomorrow, then after the week, there's like all piles up in the sink. Not like that. So then, will it drink? Just wash that right there. Just wash that right away. Right away. So, simple, no? Just regret. Just regret, it purifies, believe or not. Just regret, no? You don't need to go through whole rituals. But probably you don't believe me, so that's what it is. You say, oh, Gila's kind of making something very simple. I don't think it's like that simple. Yeah, it could get complicated. If you want to get more complicated. But, like, you know, like I said, thinking about a complicated one, then doing nothing, that's not good. No, doing something is better than doing nothing. So just regret, you know. When you think about four power, the most important one is regret. You just regret, it purifies. Just regret. It can be done here, at the stupa. That's the best place to do. Just regret, good one now. So that's why, you know, not as a technical was downfall, you know, downfall. So you know, like, we are kind of person, or we, I'm not sure, but if you ask person, do you like to go with that day, many, many days, everybody will say no. But we do that, right? We just go, you know, the feeling bad, going, they're doing nothing. So we just do something and kind of, you know, have to have faith. It purifies. Have the faith, okay? So, that's why, you know, something every day, something. I'm not saying huge, something every day, you know. It's not much about the quantity, it's about the qualities. Quality, something every day. If you say something, like, you're being some kind of, like, something, you've been mean to your friends, and you just regret that, you know. So it purifies, you know. It's all about helping yourself. Okay, helping yourself. It says, "Satungi magrebala sodre charge." Here they are saying, "From now on," it kind of sounds a bit difficult, but from now on, even though it's cost my life, I will not say that word again. So that kind of determination is needed in order to, you know, to go your life happy moment to happy moment. You know, go your life. Has a inside out, clean, and that means no baggage. No, just that's how you move like so. So then, when you say like, even though it's cost my life, that's a sodde chanting. When it comes down, like, no, like that, even though it's cost my life, I will not repeat that again. That's kind of determination needed. No, not just for me, for everybody is needed. Okay, so there's regret. So that's how it. That's what it means. Not passing a day with baggage. That's how, you know, you just regret it, okay? So then probably, then maybe you're tired, so it'll stop. Yeah. Maybe it's too much, everything's no good. Too much. Cheesecake is no good, too much exercise is no good, too much sleep is no good, too much dharma, I'm not sure, no good. that's how you become your own therapy, according to Lama Yishi. That's exactly reading Lamrim, studying Lamrim, that's how you become your own therapist. You need help, you know, so like, One piece of information, very, very important to remember, Lama has a Milarepa. So, yeah, that's all I want to say. I think overall we are doing very well. Otherwise, we won't be here. Otherwise, you won't be hearing Lamrim. Now you may think, oh, why is big deal? It is big deal. Believe or not, it's big deal. Being a human, that's very important. It's very big deal. Otherwise, you won't be here. You won't be hearing Buddha's word. You won't be hearing Lama Tsongkhapa's word. It's a very big deal. So that means we are doing very good. Oh, yeah. So, nothing to be feel, you know. Oh, yeah. I'll stop here. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Yeah.